It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. New York's Hasidic community is one of the most insular in the city. But when it comes to Brooklyn's red-hot real estate market, there's a small group which includes some who are very active and ambitious dealmakers. The Real Deal, a website that covers the city's real estate industry, found that Hasidic investors have spent more than $2.5 billion on acquisitions in Williamsburg, Bed-Stuy, Bushwick, Greenpoint, and Borough Park. These neighborhoods have also seen sale prices jump as much as 70% in the last 8 years. Mark Maurer is an associate web editor at The Real Deal. He wrote about Hasidic investors and joins us now. Mark, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
So what prompted you to look at this particular group of real estate developers?
Just in covering New York City real estate over the past few years, you know, we saw several names pop up over and over again. And I think it was in 2013 we saw on a ranking of the top active, the most active developers in Brooklyn, some unfamiliar names like Rabsky Group and Yul Goldman's All Year Management. Since then, those firms have become increasingly active. We've been writing sort of individual profiles about them, but because they're so under the radar, we still didn't have a great grasp on various investors in the Hasidic community. So we wanted to kind of go down the rabbit hole a bit and see, how big this empire really is.
So let's put this in some historical context here. Hasidic Jews first started immigrating to Brooklyn during World War II. How did they get into the real estate business?
Well, many of them were uneducated, and so they went into various careers where they didn't need much of an education. There was kosher foods, diamond trade, light manufacturing, and real estate. It was also particularly appealing because, Jews in Europe were barred from owning land for a long time. One of our sources said that there was a sort of a deeply psychological aspect to owning real estate that drove this first wave.
So you've reviewed building purchases in the five neighborhoods and found that 10 addresses accounted for the vast majority of the purchases. Can you tell us who's behind those addresses and the projects they're involved with?
Investors like Yul Goldman of All Year Management and Simon Dushinsky of the Rabsky Group and Joe Bruner and Abe Mandel of Bruman Realty. Like, these are not household names, but they are incredibly active and they're taking on increasingly ambitious, sort of sophisticated projects. Yul Goldman and Simon Dushinsky, for example, are each developing parts of the Rheingold Brewery, like mega development in Bushwick. Goldman's portion of the project is going to be at least 800 apartments, 80% market rate, 20% affordable on this 6-acre site that, formerly housed this brewery. That project is, slated to just revolutionize the rental market in that neighborhood.
Now, you write that many of these investments are hidden in a web of limited liability companies and that many of the investors don't have websites and have never even been photographed. So you had trouble getting people to talk to you on the record. Why all the secrecy?
This is not necessarily specific to the Hasidic community or to Brooklyn. It's really pretty popular in New York City real estate and real estate in general. But with this particular group, we noticed that there was a network of frontmen and sort of a labyrinth of LLCs that were hiding some of these investments, but through property records and through building permits, we kind of tracked certain patterns.
So is there any difference between how these guys do business compared to the big-time real estate developers like Tishman Speyer or maybe Forest City Ratner?
Much of the Hasidic community is doing largely middle market sort of investment sales, but they are, buying and flipping and employing, 1031, a deferred tax exchange to kind of move profits from one deal to the next. This is something we're seeing, with this community especially. They use their, construction savvy to get projects moving, and then they later sell them at a premium.
So what's unique about the way these investors have approached the real estate development, and have they contributed to, Brooklyn's gentrification?
Yeah, well, just given the scale of these projects, especially the Rheingold Brewery projects, these developers are just accelerating the pace of gentrification. And the rents for the Rheingold Brewery site are expected to be, as much as $5,000 a month for like a 3 or 4 bedroom.
Mark Maurer is an associate web editor with TheRealDeal.com. Mark, thanks a lot.
Thank you.